One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. This is a fun and cute short story about the games young schoolgirls, school children girls play on the back of school buses when driving around in traffic. But they didn't know I don't have two hands. Hey, hey, my friends in the land of podcast. Initially, I was going to tell some stories about driving with one hand. Now, fortunately, here in the United States, the steering wheel's on the left and my stick shift is on the right. That works out because I have my right hand and I steer with my short side. And I have a ton of great stories. But if I lived in Malaysia, where I've spent some time, well, everything's on the other side. So that would be more about adaptive driving, which is a great concept. I love it. Many people have done many cool things. But when I was thinking about what I was going to podcast about, when I was thinking about driving, this story popped into my head. And this is just a great story because it's short and quick and funny and cute and all those things. A while back, I was driving to work. I live really close to work, so my drive isn't that long, but there's a couple schools on the way there, and I'm very used to being behind school buses in the morning, having to stop and wait and just seeing kids on school buses doing what young kids on school buses do, having fun, talking, making paper airplanes, all kinds of stuff. Now, I'm following this school bus, classic yellow school bus. I'm following it, and we come up to a stoplight, and I'm just there driving. I got my hand on the wheel, got my arms down, and I look up, and I just notice that there's no one sitting in the back seat of the bus. Actually, I can't see any kids in the back seats of the bus, but I can see kids in the forward seats. And then I'm looking at the school bus, I'm looking at the back seat, and then I see this little hand pop up for a second. This little hand just came up and came back down. And then I was like, okay, this is a little strange. And then I saw two little hands kind of pop up and come back down. And then I saw this one little girl on the same side of the bus, right, in that seat, just kind of peer up and look at me, and then she sees me looking at her, and she pops right back down. Now, all I know in that moment is there's something going on with what ended up being three, like, eight-year-old girls. Later in the day, I just got to parlay over here, make a short little caveat, and later that day, after my job was over, I was at my martial arts school. This is when I had Three Shapes Aikido, and I was telling this story to my teenagers. And one of my teenagers raised up her hand. It was a girl. She said, "Oh, Sensei, that game's called Sour and Sweet. And typically little girls play that on the bus with the people that are in the cars because they want to know if you're sour or sweet." And I thought that was a great name, Sour or Sweet. And it was so funny because it worked out that way. I'm pretty sweet. And these girls weren't ready for the one-handed twist I gave to them. But let me go back to the story. So I'm still sitting behind this bus, and this is all happening in the time that there's a red light. Because as soon as we stopped, there was the red light. So we're moving in traffic. The red light comes on. We've come to a stop. Next thing you know, these hands are popping up, and this little girl's popping up to see if I'm doing anything, okay? And then another little hand pops up on that side, and then I notice in the other seat, there's a little girl sticking her head out from the side, kind of checking me out. She's giving the two girls on my left side signals, like, okay, nothing's happening, something's going on, do it again, Okay, next thing I know, both hands pop up from behind the seat, and then as the hands come down, these two little girls kind of pop up their head, and all I can see is their eyeballs right above the back of the seat. It's so sweet. It was such a precious moment. And I looked at them. I was looking right at them, and I lifted up my finger. I said, okay, hold on, and I raised up my hand, and then they got kind of excited, and they raised up their hands real high. They raised up their hands real high. And at the same time, now you got to kind of picture this. I got two little girls now on the left side, my left side of the bus, the back of the bus, who now I can fully see their heads and their arms are up. Now in the other seat, there's a little girl sticking her head out kind of perpendicular because she's laying at the crease of the seat, kind of sticking her head out. So I got two girls with their heads going up and one girl with their head coming sideways. And they're all looking at me because apparently the signal was that I was sweet and I wanted to play this game, right? So these little girls lifted up their hands. They were kind of cheering that I wanted to play whatever game this is. And then they raised up their hands real high. And I looked at them. I actually looked at all three of them. I was like, okay, I raised up my finger and I said, okay, are you ready? Are you ready? And then I raised up both my arms. And I, of course, I don't have two hands. And I raised up both my arms and they completely freaked out. They had the stunned look like, oh my God. Oh my God. They didn't know what to do. They looked completely stunned. And all at the same time, they disappeared. The two girls in the seat dropped down. And the other girl just totally disappeared. Like, they did not know what to do. This moment for me was just so absolutely precious because, well, they're playing this game. They're trying to get one on people. They're trying to see if people are sweet and sour. And I'm super sweet and I'm playing along with the game, but I gave them a little twist and it was so funny because this is that classic scenario where sometimes, like, little boys will lose their baseball over the fence, and then all of them will be, like, pulling up on the fence, looking over. All they can see, just their head is peeking over. They're like, oh, my, the baseball's over there. So out of nowhere, again, all these little girls start to peek through. They're like, oh, my God, what's going on? And I totally raised up my short side and waved at them, and then they totally disappeared. And then I was waiting. This is all happening in the moment, in the time it takes for the light to change. That's all the time I had to make this moment precious. Because sometimes you can't wait for the right moment. You got to make the moment right. And I thought, oh, right now is a great time to just live deep one-handed coolness and share that with these just adorable young girls, these young ladies, just having a good time on the back of the bus. And then I just saw all three of them, two of them raise their hands up, and the girl on the side is just rocking the perpendicular thing. So her hand comes out, and then all of their heads kind of pop up, and I just raise up my hands, and I start waving. And then they start laughing, and it's so funny because one girl just kind of pops up. She's like, you know what? I think I've kind of had enough. And she just popped up and she just looked right at me. And then her two friends are looking at her, looking at me. And she just raised up her one arm. And then she kind of just implied like, gone. And then she just lifted her hands up in the, I don't know what's going on kind of look. And I just looked at her and I just shrugged my shoulders and I just said, I don't know what's going on. And I gave myself a high five and they started laughing. And for a moment, we just all looked at each other. We just all looked at each other because we were just having this really honest, sweet, sincere moment. And that's when I waved at them, and finally they waved back at me, and right then the bus started to take off. And it was so interesting because the whole time the bus is behind two other cars. So these cars are starting to move forward. One is turning. And now the bus is starting to turn and the girls are waving at me and I'm waving at them. I'm using my one hand and my short arm and I'm just waving and waving and we're having a great time. The bus takes its turn and then a car is right behind it, so I cannot turn right away. And it's so funny because now these little girls are just plastered up against the window. They're just like waving at me, looking at me like, oh, don't go, don't go. And all I'm doing is just waving bye. I got my little arm out the window. I'm just waving up and down because I have an elbow and I have 4 inches and I can wave. And I'm just waving at them. I'm like, bye, bye. And I'm just shining on with the one-handed shine, the best that I can to make them realize that I'm okay with who I am, and I think they got it. And that little few minutes, I don't know how long it takes to change a light. I mean, they're programmed, so sometimes longer and shorter, but honestly, it must have been about, couldn't have been longer than 2 minutes. Oh, it was totally... Oh, it was just so adorably sweet. I just love that moment. I loved that moment so much. Actually, I love that moment so much, I wanted to share that moment with you. And that is this week's podcast of the Sweet and Cool Life of the One-Handed Man, me. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.